Welcome to episode 2 of the Minecraft Spooky Stories podcast. In this episode, I tell the tale of Nun. This creepypasta is taken from the Minecraft Creepypasta Wiki, and the author is unknown. Before that, I'm going to do in the next episode or the one after that, a segment where I answer you guys' questions about either this podcast, Minecraft short stories, or just Minecraft in general, or even how I create a podcast, that kind of stuff. So I put up a question down below for the Spotify people, and I will pin the questions I will be answering. And for the Apple Podcast people, write a review down below, and you may get a shout out and your question answered. Grab some soda and a snack, and let's hear the story of Nun.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Nun is an entity in Minecraft that I found out about. One day I was bored. I played every game I had except Minecraft. I hadn't played it since beta, now it was 1.12. I'd missed so many things. Luckily, I still remember how to play, so I made a new survival world. I was doing basic survival things, mining, chopping trees, etc. First weird thing I noticed was trees with missing leaves. I thought that was an update, like you can find that, or something to make it more realistic. I also started seeing leather and raw beef around the world, which was weird, but I went with it. Because of all these things, I thought perhaps it was a new update, so I went to look that up. I found out that it was not an update. I was a little confused. As I was playing, I forgot all about that, so I built myself a house and went mining. I was about to enter a cave, but there was way too many mobs. I did not have good enough tools to kill them all. I didn't have anything else to do, so I went home. When I came, I saw my house was on fire. At this point, I knew something was going on. I was walking away because I didn't want to lose too much hunger and not be able to run if a horde of mobs came. I wasn't looking back. I wanted to exit the game. But at the time, I wanted to continue playing just to see what would happen. I was walking around until I found a sign that said, "Nun. Nun. Nun. Nun." It reminded me of that Herobrine thing that was going on. I thought those things were just myths. But how can a player place those things when I was in single player? But then, I saw a player in the distance. He was in all black skin, with white eyes. I tried screenshotting it, but it didn't work, like the button was broken. I was getting closer to him. I still don't know why I was so brave when I decided to do that. Anyway, when I was about 2 blocks in front of it, I typed in the chat, "Who are you?" I got no response. It ran away incredibly fast. I think faster than speed potions effects. It came back as fast as it ran away. He was standing 1 block away from me. Then I noticed his name tag. Nun. He started glitching. I started to tear up. I'm really scared now. I didn't want my parents to hear me. It killed me. I spawned far away from the place where it happened. A message in the chat popped up. It said, "Why did you come back? Don't try to find the truth, or I will come for you. I will watch your every move. I will always be there." I tried exiting Minecraft again. This time it worked. I was so happy. I visited a website where you can see other players' accounts, stats, skins, and old names. I typed to see who used the username Nun. I found 2 players with that nickname, but they both had their names with a big N, so it was not them. I searched and searched, but I never found the player, or whatever that was. Second encounter. I couldn't sleep for the past few days. I kept thinking about Nun. I decided I will go and see what's going on. When I entered Minecraft, there was a title screen message, which were glitching red letters. I made a new world. It was created with cheats on. When I entered the world, first thing I noticed was red netherrack blocks all over the world. There was no water. Just lava, trees without leaves, mobs had white eyes, moon was red, then a message popped up, "Nun, welcome, me, who or what are you?" "Nun, it does not matter. Nun, let's just say I'm something or someone that Mojang can't stop. Actually, they don't even know I exist. I might be a glitch or a hacker, you will never know." I heard that sound which plays when you spam shift too much. Then, the game crashed. Third encounter. I was afraid to post second encounter. I didn't want him to see that. This time, I was playing with my friends on private multiplayer server. I won't give real names. PvP. Should we make a chicken farm? Feet. Sure. Stick. Okay. PvP. KK. Me. Yes. Then, we heard TNT exploding. Feet. Did you guys hear that? PvP. Yep. Stick. Yes. PvP. Yeah. Me. Yes. I was not worried by this. Stick. It was a creeper. PvP. I don't know. Then, Feet went to check out what that was. Feet. Guys, our house is destroyed. BVP, what? Feet, it exploded and it's burning. BVP, we spent too much time building it. BVP, how did it even get destroyed? Stick, rip your grammar today, XD. BVP, destroyed. None. That was funny. When I saw that message, I freaked out. I almost screamed so loud my neighbors could hear me. Feet, how did you get on this? This is a private server. PvP, guys, I cannot ban him. Stick, how because we can't see your name tag in the tab? None. Well, well, well. See who is on, cool war man. Cool war man, who is me? How did you get on? None. I have my ways. PvP, wait, cool war man, you know this guy. Me. I do, but I'm not sure if it is a guy. PvP, wait, did you destroy your house? None. Guilty. We weren't ready for what was about to happen. Feet was slain by none. Stick was slain by none. PvP was slain by none. They all died in a matter of seconds, but none wasn't even near us, and they didn't respond. They just kept dying. What just happened? PvP was slain by none. None. The fun has just begun. Then, the server crashed. Fourth encounter. As the mystery is getting more complicated to solve, things are getting worse. I still need to find answers. What is that thing? Why is it doing these things? I also told my friends that were on the server when we encountered him not to tell anybody what happened. This is what happened. I was ready. I made a new survival world. As I couldn't survive for long without basic collecting and harvesting items, I had to play along. I was doing that for about an hour. Yet nothing out of the ordinary was happening. I found a big cave. As I was going deeper, I started to hear whispering. All of a sudden, I heard a loud scream. I quickly paused the game and put my headphones away and shouted to my parents, "What was that?" My mother responded, "What was what?" I said that I heard a loud scream. She said that they didn't hear anything and that was probably a video or a game I was playing with. I continued playing, but the screams were too loud. It was like someone was screaming in pain. I turned my volume down a bit, but the screams were as loud as before, so I decided to exit the cave. When I did, the screaming stopped. That was the first weird thing, and it freaked me out. As I was walking along, I found a desert, and soon after, a desert village. I did not find a blacksmith, but I found villagers. At least something, I thought to myself. But their trades were really weird. They only traded emeralds for emeralds, or emeralds for poison potions. Those weren't even slash potions, they were regular bottles. Then I found a grave. Yes, a grave. At least it looked like it. So I knew something needs to be in it. So I opened it. It was a really deep hole. Maybe even reaching to bedrock. I placed water so I could get down. As I was going deeper and deeper, my screen started to glitch. I heard sounds of static. As I was almost down, my screen was so glitched out, I could barely see what I was doing. I decided to go back up, not because I was probably seeing none down there, but because I thought my computer would explode. As I climbed all the way up, I saw it. It was looking at me from the distance. I turned to the other side and started to run. My screen started to glitch again. I started to hear static and screaming again. I saw a desert temple in the distance, but I was getting closer to it. The TNT trap was set off by itself. It wasn't like a regular explosion. This one blew up the whole temple, but I did not pay much attention. I turned the other way and continued running. Multiple messages popped up in the chat box. None. Why don't you just give up? None. You did all you could. I had enough of it. I just exited my game. I was too scared. That was the second episode of the Minecraft Spooky Stories podcast. As you probably noticed, this podcast, as I said before, is only on its second episode, so it would really help out if you guys left a comment down below on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and maybe also wrote a review to tell other people about this podcast. Thank you, and I will see you inside the next episode.